All right. Hello. Thank you for coming. I'm Mary. This is Peter. How's the volume level? Perfect. Okay. Let us know. And if it's just lower volume, you know. So, as Paula said, we play together as a duo called Otterkey, and we are really passionate about folk music because it's a really powerful way to learn the stories of people who have come before us. Sometimes the stories don't make it into the history books. Sometimes the people who had, you know, really difficult lives. And one of the things we're passionate about is we talk about music, and so we always try wherever we go to share some of those songs, because a lot of them have been really forgotten. But, I mean, we live in a colorful place. You talk about an interesting place, so there's plenty of interesting songs.
Yeah, in fact, my passion for folk music came from my father, who was a folk singer, an opportunity folk singer, and a little bit of an anomaly. And he had a couple of folk songs that clearly came from Utah. And so when I got older, I got really interested in folk music. I started thinking, why haven't I ever heard two folk songs that I could identify from my dad? So I kind of sought that out. But we're going to start with one that I think will recognize.
Thank you.
It's a song that lived on, I think, because Adam Stevens, who was director of just really loved it, and he had the Tabernacle Choir sing it quite a few times.
Thank you.
tune is one called The Song of Mormon Defiance, and it was written about the time that Johnson's Army was coming out. So the pioneers, they were going to put up with this anymore, and that's basically what the song is about, that if you come after us, we're going to be really sorry. And I believe that when Peter collected this song, there were verses in lots of different places. So this is something else that happens if you want to sing a folk song. A lot of times you'll find a verse here and a verse there, and someone's collected another verse there, and you kind of try to put them all back together and figure out how they might have been sung. And sometimes there's so many verses because everybody's come up with their own, they pare down quite a bit.
I think there were about 5 books that I could find that I gather all those, and then I usually look through all the verses that are available when I'm trying. Because part of my job as a folk singer, I think, is to take what was created, bring it into myself, and then bring it back out for another generation in a way that hopefully it'll connect. So I want to find lyrics that I think are their best, or that tell a story in the fashion that I like. And a lot of times when people gather folk songs, you're getting little pieces, you know, like we go around and Uncle George remembers, and you know, three verses of this tune. So, oh, I've never seen that one before. And then way over another town, somebody else. So you kind of do have to gather it all and kind of look through and see where there's some redundancy sometimes. Like half a verse shows up in three or four places. This is a fun song because it sounds to me like parts of it were composed after the Utah War. Because there's that verse referencing the strategy they have of they go up harassing the army, and they ride along, and they have kind of a strategy to make it look like there were a lot more Mormons than there really were. There's a little reference to that in verse. I think at least some of the lyrics are later, looking back at it and kind of proud of what they accomplished.
I think I saw
another
question.
Okay. Probably not. I'm trying to look back when I used to do folk music. Now, Joe Baez, Hank Holland, folk music seemed to go kind of mainstream. Were there any Mormon folk singers back?
So the question is, were there any Mormon mainstream or kind of Mormon folk singers back during the 50s, 60s? That was really popular. There was a group. Thank you. Let's slide for now. So, and then there's humorous songs too. We're going to get to some funny songs.
A, one, this was not used to happen. So this way you find a letter. In fact, a song about something like, it was hard to get news around, but if you wrote a song, when you sang it, somebody else would sing it, and you sort of pop around, and then pretty soon everybody sort of about this massacre that happened. There are a lot of songs about horrible massacres back from the terrorists. And so that's a very common thing. Second, there wasn't any radio or anything. So if you wanted some music, you have to make it. And that, I think that's the other real purpose of service.
One of the things that we've lost a lot in our society now is that, a lot of times music making just gets left to professionals. And I feel like music should be something that we're all involved in, and that's part of why I love folk music, is because I think that there's space. I mean, sure, if you don't pay $50 for a concert, you want to have somebody who's highly trained. But at the same time, there's something to be said for sitting around in your living room and singing with people and having that experience. And there's something to be said for having a powerful experience that, and thinking, you know, I'm going to put that to music, and maybe it's something that you share with your family or some friends, but it's an incredible way of expressing yourself, and sometimes these songs get picked up and passed on, so I feel like, you know, in some ways music was richer back then, in that everybody was making it, and everybody was feeling great. So copyrights have done a lot to change how music works, because, you know, we've talked a lot about what people would pair this song with this tune and that tune. If you didn't like the tune, you could find your own tune. You could say, well, I think it would just fine with this tune, and I like that. But nowadays, you can't do that, or you might get sued. And so, well, on the one hand, as a musician, I appreciate the fact that musicians want to eat. It's kind of a tragedy for our creativity that music isn't as free-flowing as it used to be, I think.
This next tune, we know exactly where it came from. Levi Hancock, who's a member of the Mormon Battalion Orbit. And it's actually him writing about an experience he had in the Mormon Battalion. And then the song just kind of lingered. And the words morphed a little bit. You can tell because it changed a little bit to reflect the experiences of the Mormons on the trail. And I think instead of referencing Mormons in the original version, it says instead of the Mormons. But it lived on as a song about the pain. We sing one about all the fun stuff across the trail. This is one about the sorrow and pain that accompanied them on the trail, the kind of losses they had that led to the kind of fear that could create the violence.
From the mountains of the world. Thank you.
Now, Iron Horse and Meadow Green and Lone Road and Wolves are examples of folk songs that came with their own tunes that belonged just to them, that were strong enough tunes that they kind of persisted. We're going to finish off with a song. I think you'll recognize the tune for this one. Maybe you can tell them.
This is one of my favorites. And we're hoping you'll kind of sing along with us. As you get, there's a place for you in this. This is a song about Bishop Zach, and we're an engineer. And he has a wife in a town. So it's very important for me to stay with him for the same role we're playing, which is his wife. So this is an example, I think, of people having a sense of humor about themselves.
Yes, this one actually is written by Mormons about Mormons, because they love them. And it's also a wonderful example of how just, you know, make use of it. There's no room for wasting it.
Let's see if there's any questions. Okay, you're not here.
that, but you're right. That's especially the reason that the Dulcimer didn't really wander in. I think exact reason is why it's not so popular out there.
And guitars.
Yeah.
Well,
guitars
and lots of various kind of things.
My great grandmother had a pedal organ that came across the plains. I don't know if they broke that out with the dance here.
It's a good comment that his great grandma had a pedal organ that came across the plains. So that would be another instrument. They had pianos. And I know people bought their pianos across the plains.
I think some squeeze boxes, you know, small accordions.
Mm-hmm. Also fiddles, like the viola.
So the question is, if they have violas as well as the fiddle and the violin, I am not certain. I don't think a whole lot.
Probably mostly fiddles.
Isn't there a cello up in the DMV Museum?
There's a question about the cello.
The cello would have been more common, I think, than the viola. And the viola wasn't a particularly common folk instrument, unless somebody out in the wilds built their own fiddle a little bit. which, having played a few old fiddlers that they were made, there wasn't, you just kind of look, you hopefully you'd see a few and then you go with it.
I had a question back here in this letter.
So, have you heard the song Come Boys Come and Listen to My Tale and Don't Marry Your Mom?
Yes! So, the question is, have you heard the song Come Girls Come? Don't Marry Those Mormon Boys? That's a great song. Yeah, you should do that one.
That was on our short list.
And then you had a question.
The first hymn book that was published by the LDS Church. church. There aren't any melodies in his at all. You grab yourself a hymn and you found a suitable melody and you sang.
Well, should we finish off with a poetry topic song?
Sure.
Here we go. Like that in the spirit of what we're doing. So, folk music is something to be enjoyed, and it's something to be written, and it's something to be passed on. This is actually a tune that Peter wrote. It's a Utah folk song about something that happened in Utah just a few years back. So, kind of moving away from the Mormon pioneers, but they kind of made it. This is called Bitter Sunday, and it's about a man named Christopher.
on Leonard Rockwell and Meadow Green and Iron Horse. We do have a recording of that first tune we played. Find us on Facebook and push the like button and send us a message and I'll send you a link.
Or no, push the like.